For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Ullery. Republican lawmakers are taking a cautious approach to tax relief, despite Governor Mike Braun making it a top priority. Our news gathering partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle report House Speaker Todd Houston said the state's ongoing income tax phase down remains a focus, while some agencies, including Child Services, need more funding. Braun's budget proposes several tax cuts offset by agency spending reductions. Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray called the plan aspirational, citing challenges in balancing tax cuts with growing costs. Indiana farm leaders are pushing back against a bill that would increase inspections at large livestock farms. Senate Bill 193 from GOP Senator Rick Niemeyer of Lowell would require the Indiana Department of Environmental Management to double inspections at concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, for permits. Josh Trinari with the Indiana Pork Producers Association says IDEM claims it won't need more staff, but a study suggest otherwise.
The agency's ability to balance inspecting where the needs are or the risks are while still making sure they get around to enough operations every year to receive their grant funding from the federal government.
Supporters say the bill strengthens oversight and protects water quality, while opponents argue it adds costs and unnecessary burdens on farmers. This is Indiana News Now. Doctors in Indianapolis want a judge to block public access to terminated pregnancy reports. Our news gathering partners at the Indiana Citizen reports doctors Caitlin Bernard and Carolina Rouse filed a lawsuit and motion for a restraining order against the state health commissioner and Voices for Life. They argue releasing the reports forces them to choose between patient privacy and legal compliance. The reports became public under a recent settlement involving Attorney General Todd Rokita. Indigo plans to break ground on the Blue Line bus rapid transit route by the end of the month. WRTV6 reports the new line will replace Route 8 connecting the Indianapolis International Airport to Cumberland.
It takes me pretty much everywhere I need to go. It comes every half hour.
Once complete, buses will run every 10 minutes with stations in the center of Washington Street. A new program at Purdue's Indianapolis campus will train future leaders in central Indiana's booming construction industry. Purdue Polytechnic Institute's construction management program will offer a registered apprenticeship. Fox 59 reports Purdue Polytechnic Institute's construction management program will offer a registered apprenticeship, giving students hands-on experience, competitive wages, and leadership skills. This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.